Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 112 of the JB Sism Show. Today, we're talking about how to write a book the right way. This is going to be fun because this one is part one.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. This show is designed and dedicated to helping you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my goal each week is to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, my friends, if you ask most people what is the number one bucket list item they have, most would probably say it would be writing a book. Well, the sad reality is most never will write that book, and they don't know either where to begin or they don't have the right tools to finally pull the trigger and see their dream become a reality. Well, in today's episode, we are going to begin a three-part series of writing a book. I'm going to dive into my exact formula, and you'll discover what it takes to write a good book, what tools you need, and the proper order from start to finish. Well, my friends, I'm excited. This one is going to be fun. You're listening to the JB Sism Show. And it is good to be back behind the microphone. I don't know what that little glitch in the music was, but we are going to leave it for today. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning. The sun is out. The birds were chirping. And I am now sitting in my little studio down in the bottom of my basement in the back corner in my office. Yes, my office is my studio. And I love sitting behind the mic. I love talking to you because I want to help you get your book written. That's one of the main reasons why I even do this show, is to help you find your voice and succeed in life. You see, we all have a message on our heart. The question is, are we getting that message out into the world? And most of the time, we don't get that message out into the world. Yesterday, I had a haircut appointment, and this was kind of fun. I had a haircut appointment. They asked me, it's the same lady who's done my hair for years, probably 15 years she's cut my hair. So she asked me, well, Jason, is there anything new happening in your life? And I said, well, Robin, as a matter of fact, I'm writing my third book. Yay, cue the horns, clap, and cheers of joy from the crowd. I'm writing my third book, and it's my second novel. This is actually going to be more of a full-length novel. My first one was a novella. My second book was a 30-day devotional. Now, this next book is a novel, a full-length novel. So I'm about a third of the way done, maybe. A little bit more than a third of the way done. Probably approaching halfway done. Been on a 30-day challenge in writing this book. I don't know if I'm going to get all the chapters written by the end of the 30 days. I'm only writing about 1,500 words a day, and the book is actually becoming longer than I originally thought. I was hoping to have it a 40 to 50,000 word book, but I am approaching 30,000 words right now. So we'll see. So today we're talking about book writing. And since I'm in the process of writing a book, I wanted to sit down and really walk you through my exact formula of how I write a book. And what was funny, I came across a free PDF download that I had printed off. It's all wrinkled, it's all stapled up and marked up, and it's a book by my good friend Ken Roberts. Now, Ken Roberts is an author and a pastor and a speaker, lives out in, I want to say, Cleveland, Ohio. Ken, if you're listening to this episode, let me know. I think it's Cleveland. Anyway, he and his wife moved out there about 2 years ago now, I want to say. And he put out a free PDF download. He handed it out to me at one of his conferences. He was speaking at a conference I was at. He handed this document out to me. And the book was How to Write Your Book. How to Write a Good Book. So I came across it yesterday as we were going through stuff in our office. And I kind of gave it a quick once over. And I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. And this is the same stuff that I teach. So these next three episodes are partly inspired by this PDF download. So Ken, there you go. I'm giving you a name shout out. And if you want to see what Ken is up to, he's got a great blog as well. Go to KenLRoberts.com. KenLRoberts.com. I'll make sure to have his have the link to his website in the show notes. He's got a great video series on leadership that he does and personal development. And a lot of what he does is leadership and personal development, taking our spiritual lives to the next level. It's a great book. Great website. He's got a couple really great books out. One of the books is a book called Staying Power, which is a great book. It's the five core ideas to sustainability in Christian leadership. And I think these transcend just Christianity. And so if you are in the secular market, I think a lot of these will work for you as well. So if you want a really good book, he's got a great book on that, Staying Power. So you can check that book out there. KenLRoberts.com. Well, this episode is really kind of based on that PDF download on how to write a good book. So I'm going to dive right in here because I've already chewed up about 8 minutes of me blabbering. So my apologies if you are listening to this. So I'm going to give you today five steps. I'm going to be giving you about 15 steps in total of what you need to do to write a good book, but five steps here today. Step number one, you want to begin writing a book, but you have to make sure that you are a reader first. And I think this is, I know I've touched on this a few times. One of the things a lot of wannabe writers don't understand is you have to become a reader. You have to understand what it is that you're writing. So if you're writing leadership books, you need to be reading leadership books. If you're writing fiction, you need to be reading fiction. If you're reading self-help books, you need to be reading self-help books. Read in the genre that you're going to be writing in. Become familiar with it. Understand how the prose is written. Now, I'm not saying you have to say the same thing. You have to be fresh and creative and new. But you have to be a reader, because if we don't constantly read what it is that we're writing, we're never going to write what it is that people read. Did you catch that? If you never read what you're going to write, when you write, people are never going to read. Why? Because they don't understand it. It's not coming from a known understanding or a known place. There's terms within leadership books that you wouldn't see in most other books. There's terms in self-help books that you wouldn't see in any other books. And if you are writing outside of what people know and understand, when they read these books, they're going to put it on the shelf and they're going to say, this is a bunch of drivel. So you need to become a reader. I'm a part of several different writers groups, and some of them are just weird. Because you get these people that say, well, you don't have to worry about structure. You don't have to worry about reading. You don't have to worry about grammar. You just have to write whatever is on your heart, and whatever comes out, and then you publish that. I'm here to tell you, if you publish that kind of drivel, it will fall flat on its face, and nobody, and I'm going to say this in the strongest terms I can, nobody is going to read it. Why? Because it sucks. That's just how it is. And as writers, we need to get into the habit of reading. I have already read this year, probably 6 or 7 books. Right now, I'm reading 3 books in a row. I'm reading John Grisham's Camino Island. So I'm about halfway done with that. I started that about 3 weeks ago. I'm also reading right now Mark Dawson's 1,000 Yards, which is it's a pretty good action thriller. If you like the Mitch Rapp kind of stories, it's very similar to Mitch Rapp from Vince Flynn. And it's about an assassin who is trying to escape his past. So it's actually pretty cool. So I'm about a quarter of the way done with that book. I started it last week. And then I just finished James Patterson's Detective Cross. That was a fun book. I read that in about 2 days. So the thing is, I'm reading constantly, but I'm also reading other books. I'm reading a book on writing right now by my friend Joyce K. Ellis. It's actually a really good book. I'm going to pull it up right here. I have it sitting next to me at my desk. It's called Write with Excellence 201. A lighthearted guide to serious matter of writing well for Christian authors, editors, and students. This book is fantastic. You know, it's one of these books that is actually funny. I mean, you never thought a little humor would be in a writing book, but she does such an amazing job. It's a great, great book, and she talks about the different verbs. She talks about compound sentences. She talks about hyphenated words, infractions, compound infractions. She talks about dialogue and how to punctuate dialogue, spelling, and verbiage, and using modifiers and pronouns and nouns, and why do we even use adverbs in our writing? Anyway, so it's a good book. I'll put the book in the show notes as well for you to purchase. It's a great book. Become a reader, because if you didn't read, maybe you wouldn't know that depending on where the adverb is, depends on how the sentence reads, and to never end a sentence in a preposition. Always be learning. So step number 2, and I want you to write down all of your book ideas that you have in your head. This is the number one go-to for writers. If you want to be a writer, if you want to be an author, you have to know what story you're going to write. So you have to sit down and start writing out all of the book ideas that you have in your head. Why? Because if they stay in your head, they're going to get jumbled up and they're going to get confused. So take a couple of minutes, write 1 or 2 sentences about each idea that you have, each book idea that you have, and just get it onto paper. I've done this with a few of my books. I have some more that are in my head that I actually got to get written down onto paper. If I don't, the book is going to just kind of swim around in my head, and I'm never going to get it written because it just sits there. So get your ideas out of your head. Why? Because if it stays in your head too long, it begins to mold and rot and die. So get your idea out, because when you come back to it, you have a clearer understanding of what you originally thought. And you're going to see, well, I don't think that's actually going to work for a story. Maybe not right now. Maybe this other idea will work. It gives you plenty of ideas to think about before you start writing your book, because you don't want to get halfway through your book and realize, I don't know what I'm writing. That actually happened to me. I think I talked about it last week. I started writing this spy thriller, similar to Tom Clancy. Started writing this spy thriller in college. And I came to this realization after chapter 4 that the story just kind of fizzled and died. So instead of spending hours on writing a story that's not going to work, if you just write down your ideas, you'll realize quickly if it's going to work or not. Take the time, write down all of the ideas in your head. James Patterson does this. James Patterson, if you don't know who he is, he's written Kiss the Girls, and he wrote all the Detective Cross books. Along Came a Spider, Alex Cross. There's a bunch of really good books that he's written. Honeymoon, which is probably one of his most popular books as well. I don't necessarily recommend Honeymoon just because of the graphic content of the book, but he has hundreds of ideas written down. He has an entire file cabinet filled with all the ideas in his head. Why? because he can't simply keep it all in his head. They would have fizzled and died. So he writes them all down, puts them away, and closes the file drawer. So write down all the ideas in your head. Step number three, learn everything you can about the craft of writing. So I mentioned my friend's book, Write with Excellence. The whole idea is to write a book that is excellent. And this is where I get frustrated with all of the different writers groups that I'm part of, where people say, you don't need to worry about grammar. You don't need to worry about sentence structure. You don't need to worry about what all of the gurus say, because they really don't know how to write a book. They, you know, how to tell you how to write a book. They just write a book. I was listening to one person ramble on about Stephen King. Now, Stephen King wrote an awesome book. It was his memoirs of writing. The name of the book is called On Writing Well. It's a fantastic book. The problem is people were saying, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's saying, don't use adverbs. Well, adverbs give you the flowery language that you need in a book to make it sing. Well, the problem with that is if you use too many adverbs, you actually start slowing down the action to create flowery dialogue. So instead of saying, he slowly stood up as he carefully walked to the door, why not just say, his bones creaked as he stood from the chair. It took him a moment before continuing to the door. You see, I used less adverbs in that sentence. I used more words, but you get the idea that he was old. You get the idea that he was moving slow, and you get the idea that he meandered, you know, slowly moved his way to the door. I didn't have to tell you he moved slowly. You just knew he did. So that's a really good, you know, good way to do it. So avoid the adverbs, avoid the adjectives. And this is what reading writing books are going to do for you. They're going to help you. So I encourage you to read Stephen King's On Writing Well. Read my friend's book, Joyce K. Ellis, Write with Excellence. It's a fantastic read. I've been loving this book. One of the standards in the industry that is used by all editors. Now, if you hire an editor and they say, you know, yeah, we'll just check a few grammar things and all this, don't go with them, because a true editor is going to follow the industry standard. And the industry standard follows Strunk and White's The Elements of Style. It's a fantastic book. It's an old book. It's still available, but I encourage you to get Strunk and White's on The Elements of Style. It's a fantastic book. There are a truckload of really good writing books out there. So if you just say writing books into Amazon, so you type in writing books into Amazon, you're going to get a plethora of books that you can use. It's fun to read writing books. If you're going to be a writer, you need to enjoy writing books. Let me rephrase that. If you are a writer, you should enjoy reading writing books. another friend of mine, Michelle Greep, wrote a book called Writer Off the Leash. This is another fantastic book, because this book really dives into the heart of writing. You know, are you an innovator or are you an imitator is one of the titles for a chapter. Another book is Creativity. Where's a Fringe-Tailed Unicorn When You Need One? I mean, that's a great chapter title. How to Get Published. Is your arm long enough to reach the brass rings? You know, so you want to play games when you're writing. You know, do you really want to play this game of writing? And, you know, how do you plot? You know, how do you thicken up your story? You know, do you need to follow the writing rules? And that's what a lot of people in these writing groups I've been talking to lately. Do you need to follow the writing rules? Well, I say yes. But then again, what do I know? Most of these other people think they know everything. And I don't think they do. And I'm just going to be honest. I don't think these people know what they're talking about. If they say you don't need to follow the rules of writing, you can break them as a writer, then you're not a writer. You got to follow the rules in order to know how to break them, but most writers don't break the rules. Okay? Simple as that. So learn everything you can about the craft of writing, and I'll have a bunch of these books in the show notes. You can find the show notes at jbsism.com/112. jbsism.com/112. So you can find those notes there. Number four is discover your book's main topic, who it's for, and what your book should accomplish. Now we're starting to dive into a little bit more of the meat of what it takes to write a book. So the first thing we looked at is become a reader. You know, become a person who is obsessed with books. Step two, think about and write down all of your book ideas. Step three, learn everything you can about the craft of writing. And step four, discover your book's main topic, who it's for, and what your book should accomplish. What is your book about? My 30-day devotional on grace, the book was about grace. The book was for Christians in the church who want to take their relationship with God to a deeper level. And what did I want my book to accomplish? I wanted it to accomplish in helping them learn how to study the Word of God, journal their thoughts to show themselves approved. And so that was what I wanted my book to accomplish. And so my book actually has prayer questions. It has questions to help you journal. It has devotionals. It has scripture. And the whole idea is set up and designed to help you study the Word of God and show yourself approved. My topic was on grace. It was for people who wanted to take their relationship to the next level with God. And I wanted my book to accomplish people actually doing that. You know, so what is your book about? What is the main topic of your book? If you were to ask me what the main topic of my new novel is, and yes, a novel needs a main topic. The main topic is this. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Who is the book for? The book is for people who enjoy fast action thriller style books. The accomplishment that I want this book to achieve is this. That living a life of anger doesn't get you anywhere. It only causes more trouble. So the whole idea is honing in that anger and keeping it from consuming you. And so the book is, you know, the book's topic is the vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You're not supposed to take out vengeance and anger on other people. The book is for people who like thrillers and action style books and even historical fiction. And then the main topic I want people to walk away from is this. I want people to understand that anger is only going to get you into trouble, and you shouldn't be a person who lashes out in anger. So that's really what my new novel that I'm writing right now is about. You know, that's what I want people to get out of this novel. And so I want you to take some time, and if you had any homework, I want you to take some time and begin thinking through your book's main topic. Write down your book's topic. Write down what you want your book to accomplish. And then, step number five, once you have that written down, once you know your topic, once you know who your book is for, and once you know what your book should be accomplished, you know, what you want your book to accomplish. Now, let me sidestep here real quick. When you write down who your book is for, don't say, my book is for everybody. Your book isn't for everybody. Not everybody is going to buy your book, okay? So I'm just going to throw that out there. Your book isn't for everybody. So find out who your book is for. Find out the genre your book is going to be sitting in on Amazon. And that's who your book is for, okay? Number five, begin writing down what you want your book to, how you want your book to begin. And then write down how you want your book to end. This is now the beginning of writing your book. So you've been thinking about this idea. You've been processing it all. You've been writing it down. How you want your book, you know, how you want your book to be, your topic, your idea, your inspiration, who it's for, how what you want it to accomplish. You've done and studied yourself approved by reading, writing books and reading in the genre that you're going to be writing in. And now I want you to begin writing down what you want your book to accomplish. Begin writing down what you want your book to accomplish with its beginning and accomplish with its ending. In other words, write your beginning, write your ending. And I encourage people to just write down a rough paragraph of how you want your book to open, and then write down a rough paragraph of how you want your book to end. You can go as far as to write how you want your book's climax to be in the very middle of the book, but you don't have to. I encourage you just to write the beginning and write the ending. And they don't have to be full chapters. They can just be a rambling of thoughts. You can change them later. But the idea is begin writing down the beginning and endings of your book. Why? Because if you don't know how your book begins and you don't know how your book ends, you're not going to know what goes in the middle. And the reason why I say that is you may find, as you go to write how you want your book to end, you don't have enough for an entire book. You may find that I don't think I have enough for an entire book. We're going to get into some of that next week when we really start talking about the mechanics of writing and getting your book actually written. But I want you, at least for the next week, I want you to sit down and do these two things. Discover your book's topic, who it's for, and what it's going to accomplish. And then number two, write down your book's beginning and write down your book's end. Because if you do those two things, I can guarantee that you're going to have a much better grasp of where your book is going to go. And then we can begin crafting out the actual structure of the book. And we're going to be talking about that next week. I really wanted to just pull this apart and turn this into a three-part series and really help you discover how it is that I write my books. And so what I'm giving you is exactly what I do every time I sit down to write a book. I do these five things. I read, I look up ideas, I write them down, and I begin writing my beginning and endings. And when I do that, I have a clearer understanding of where I'm going. Well, my friends, thank you for listening to today's show. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/112. jbsism.com/112. And do me a favor, tell somebody about the show. Subscribe to the show on iTunes using the podcast app. Or just go to jbsism.com to listen to it there. All right, my friends, I'll see you next week. God bless. Write. And bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.